He was a big red mule. He was a good mule, but he just mean and just, he'd do things for meanness. People say the horse or mule ain't got no sense, and they'll say they don't think. But now that mule would think, you know. Horses do think, and mules too. You can just get out and watch them, and just sit around and watch them, and you tell that they're thinking about something.
Yes, sir.
But he is just so mean, he just study the meanest things to do, torment. And he know just how far to go before he quit, before he got a whipping, too.
Yes, sir.
But he would really build to him with that whip, and he could hit the hardest. He could just make the smoke fly. That night he hit him at that church there. Boy, it looked like the smoke just flew away. That whip popped like a .38. But he come to attention, and boy, I'm telling you right now, he stood there too.
Did people around here ever take the hog intestines and clean them out real good and cook them and eat them?
Oh, yeah. They sure would. That's chitlins.
You like that?
Yes, I do. I love chitlins. They smell pretty bad cooking sometimes.
That's what I heard.
But I wish I had some that my mother and my Aunt Susan used to fix. Of course, I wouldn't eat them if everybody fixed it. Them women clean them nice and all. But you know, since people got running water and all that kind of stuff, where it'd be handy to do stuff like that, they don't do it no more.
Yes,
no, they don't fool us. There ain't many people that fool with chicken. They'd even cook, clean that paunch and cook it. They called it, let's see, cow paunch, they called it tripe, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I guess you've eat tripe and stuff like that, probably. If you ain't, you miss some.
I think, well, probably got it in a hot dog or something like that. I think they use it to make hot dogs.
Well, I really don't think they do.
Really?
That tripe, you can buy it in the store, or you can buy chitlins now.
Uh-huh.
But I'm pretty particular. I never care the thing about buying them out of a store. I don't know how they cleaned and all.
Yeah.
And that's something that I was always pretty particular about my eating. That my mama or my aunt up there fixed it. I knew it was all right.
Yeah.
Or my wife, she used to do that too. We used to kill hogs every year, and she'd clean them chitlins and them paunches, you know, wash them out, dress them good, soak them, salted water, and the skin on the inside of that tripe, you know, on that beef, you can just skin that out, just peel the inside of that tripe out, and it. It eats pretty good. I used to eat stuff like that to keep them going hungry, but I eat it because I like it too.
Right.
Eat that possum with potatoes.
Possum and potatoes.
Irish potatoes.
Yes. I never have had any possum.
You ain't?
Never
have. You missed something. People used to, they'd go around and talk about eating possum and Irish potatoes. And fella would say, no, not Irish potatoes, sweet potatoes. And they'd know he was a possum eater.
Oh, <man. laughs>